This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a military lend-lease bill to speed aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
On this vote, the yeas are 417 and the nays are 10. The bill is passed.
The House has passed legislation that would streamline a military lend-lease program for Ukraine and other Eastern European countries. The bill is an update of World War II-era legislation signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt to help allies fight Nazi Germany. The bipartisan bill was months in the making, first introduced in January, at the time part of the U.S. effort to deter and warn off Russian aggression toward Ukraine. Earlier Thursday, the Biden administration announced it will seek another $30 billion from Congress in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, on top of the nearly $14 billion Congress approved last month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Earlier Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said in a White House address that the aid he's requesting is not attacking Russia, but, quote, helping Ukraine defend itself. Shortly before Biden outlined the plan, the White House said the new spending would include more than $20 billion in new weaponry and military assistance, $8.5 billion in economic aid, and $3 billion for humanitarian help for the country that Russia invaded 2 months ago. The total is more than twice the $13.6 billion that Congress previously authorized. That total has been mostly exhausted with arms shipments to Ukraine in recent weeks. The U.S. leader, however, said he's confident a politically divided Congress will continue to support U.S. assistance to Ukraine. From Washington, you're listening to